Fans, it's a pleasure to have you back with us as we get ready for Giants baseball. It's a very special weekend coming up here in a couple of weeks, and that is the retirement of number 22, belonging to Will the Thrill Clark. And it's always a pleasure to talk ball with Will. A very, very big time coming up for him, the ballpark, the fans, and everybody else. Will, great to have you with us. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good, Marty. Thank you for having me on the show.
No, we're glad to. Tell me about this number being retired. Now, you know, over the years, I've said publicly, I said, this guy needs a statue. That's how important he is to this organization. Well, you're getting your number retired. I'll settle for that. So let's talk about what that means to you.
You know, when the Giants had first approached me about this before COVID, you know, needless to say, I was ecstatic. And then we had to put it off for a few years, you know, because of all the stuff going on in the world. But now that, you know, we're kind of back to normal, it's Katie barred the door. And like you said, in 2 weeks, we get a chance to be on the field and get this done.
Well, a number being retired. Have you had a number retired before, and maybe in college or anywhere else?
I actually have. In college, I did have my number retired. But it's not the same as, you know, being, needless to say, in the Giants realm. And for me personally, I've been looking so forward to it that I'm so fired up right now. It's a big time dream come true.
No, I love it. I think it's great. Will Clark with us. Number 22 is going up in the rafters, as they like to say, up on the facade down there by left field with all the great numbers of Giants history. Will, looking at the ballpark and the reception you get from the fans, what is that like for you? Because, look, you've been gone for a little bit, then you came back, and now you show up, you're an instructor, and the fans just react to you.
You know, for me personally, the fans have always meant a ton to not only myself, but also the organization, because we could have never done what we did on the field without the support that we had in the stands. And, you know, to be able to go out there and celebrate this number retirement and then acknowledge the fans for all of their support is huge to me. And I'm really looking forward to being out there with them.
Boy, you got to make a speech. You ready for that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody's asking me, you know, you going to be okay? You going to be okay? I'm like, yeah. I do quite a bit of public speaking. So needless to say, the speech has been written for quite a while. But as you well know, I mean, there's going to be some emotion, and I got to keep everything in check if I can.
That's terrific and so well-deserved. Well, the draft is Sunday night. And we'll see where the Giants go. They pick 30th. You were a first-round pick of the Giants, and Al Rosen always told that story of listening to you hit the ball in the Astrodome. He said, who's that guy? And the next thing you knew, Will Clark was a Giant. What did you think when you got drafted by the Giants way back then?
You know, when I got drafted by the Giants, I was like, you know, I was number two pick in the country. The guy that went before me was B.J. Surhoff. Who was an Olympic teammate, and he just wanted basically the honor of going as the first pick in the draft. But for me personally, it was just the fact that it was a very history-riddled franchise, and, you know, I wanted to be able to be in the major leagues and hopefully get the organization turned around. And I did not know that when I got drafted, literally, like, 6 or 7 months later, I'd be in the major leagues, but there I was. And like I said, we got it turned around. It was pretty special. All the fans were out there supporting us while we have it turned around. And you know, for me personally, it was the highlight of, you know, not only my draft class, but then also just the fact that I became a Giant, and I was a Giant for a long time.
Wow. How did you choose 22, or did Mike Murphy just give you that one?
Mike Murphy kind of gave me that one. It's kind of a funny story. I came and did my press conference after I signed, and Murph, needless to say, was there, and he just gave me the first jersey that was kind of available, and it just so happened to be an old Jack Clark jersey. Hmm. And so I did the press conference, and then, you know, I held up the jersey, all that sort of stuff. And then lo and behold, a few months later, I make the major league team, and I said, hey, Murph, can I get, number 23, which was my college number? And he goes, he said, that's Jose Uribe's number. You got to go talk to Jose. And so I went and talked to Jose, and Jose basically said, hey, look, it's my number. Sorry. And so I was like, okay. And so I told Murph, I said, give me whatever you got. And needless to say, he gave me number 22, and the rest is kind of history.
It's a great number. Come on, double digits, in baseball. That's, 44, 33, 11. Those are good numbers. You lucked out with that one. I'm glad Jose said that.
Here's another thing about that. I mean, to be totally honest, I mean, I was just wanting a jersey. I didn't care what number it was on there. And, because, like I said, because Murph gave it to me, I actually thought it was extra special that, Mike Murphy would give me that number. And so, for me, I was ecstatic just having that number.
That's great. Jack Clark's number. Come on. It's a big deal to follow in the footsteps of Jack the Ripper. Hitter. Great hitter for the Giants.
Yeah, in his own right, Jack was the man there for a while in San Francisco. And it just so happened that, needless to say, I came in right after that, and then we had a little bit of a good go of it. So.
Come on, it was fabulous. Will Clark with us. Kershaw, as I was going to say before, is in the news, and, of course, he wears 22, and he grew up down in Texas where you played as well. And he says he got 22 for Will Clark, but he jokes about it and says, not Will Clark from the Giants, Will Clark from the Rangers.
Well, that's definitely a true story, because I've heard it from, not only from Kershaw, but needless to say, several other people. And, look, I mean, he's a tremendous athlete, and, he's done a fabulous job for, that franchise over there. So, to have your number, I guess you want to say, kind of looked on by, guys like that, and to have their game kind of modeled after you and your number and stuff like that, it's one of the ultimate compliments. And so for me personally, I've told Clayton this before, I really appreciate it. It didn't matter, what organization he was in. It's just the fact that, he's out there supporting number 22 and wearing it proudly.
Hey, I never knew that. I never knew that story. I'm glad to hear it. And now when I see Kershaw, I'll understand why he's got 22.
Since I've got a chance to know him a little bit, I've sent him some autographed memorabilia for his foundation and stuff like that.
Oh, sweet. The WBC is coming back, and you played for Team USA, and, of course, very exciting what you did in the Olympics and everything else. What do you think about the WBC, and do you wish that you could have played in something like that? Of course, the Olympics are very similar.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed the Olympics a lot. It was more college-oriented, not only ourselves, but also Japan, Taiwan, Korea, Dominican. All of those teams had pretty much the same age type of guys. And, now turning it to the WBC, needless to say, it's all pros. And, I'd like to see the amateurs get a shot at it.
I'm trying to think what you're most known for. Is it the home run off Nolan Ryan and that run around the bases? Or is it the Grand Slam off Maddox in 1989? What do you think?
If I literally had to guess, I'd have to say probably the hit off of Maddox. That was just one of those things where there was a lot of things went into that hit, and the story about the reading of the lips and all that sort of stuff. And so as far as I'm concerned, that's kind of the most exciting, but there's absolutely no way that you can dream of your career in Major League Baseball starting with, a home run off of Nolan Ryan. That's just fairy tale type stuff.
Boy, 1989, 13 for 20. 13 for 20 in that playoff, and of course you guys end up winning the pennant and going to the World Series. But how about that, Will? When you look, and you and Mark Grace, what an amazing playoff that was, huh?
Yeah, that was absolutely unbelievable. I mean, Mark was locked in, kind of like I was, and you know, he and I actually, believe it or not, we talked about it on first base at once or twice. Where, you know, I told him, I said, hey, you know, one of us is going to be the MVP. It's just a question of who's like hot at the right moment, you know, and so, you know, it wound up, needless to say, being my turn. But you know, Mark Grace definitely had a wonderful run in the playoffs as well, and he could have very easily been the MVP as well.
Boy, what a great playoff! Now, did you actually read Maddox's lips?
Yes.
Okay.
I was looking right smack at him. Couldn't miss it.
And what did he say? What did you say? What did you read?
Well, the whole story, all right, if you got a second, was, you know, my first at-bat, I hit a double into left center on a sinker away. Then the next at-bat, he went all pitches away, and I wound up hooking a 3-2 changeup to right center for a homer. And so, you know, now it's my third at-bat. We got two other left-handers in the lineup, Brett Butler and Pat Sheridan, and he's pounding them in. So sooner or later, I'm going to see something in. It's just that's common sense, you know, because I've been beating him on the outside corner the whole time. And so sure enough, you know, Don Zimmer came out of the dugout to talk to Maddox, and I was looking right straight at him, and he goes, fastball in. And, you know, I turned to Kevin Mitchell. I said, did you see what he said? And he goes, no, what? And I go, he said, fastball in. He says, what you going to do? I said, I'm going to back off the plate and look in. And sure enough, you know, I went up there next pitch. I backed off the plate, and I was looking dead red in, and it just happened to be the first pitch. And it's one of those things when you get a swing off like that, you go, man, thank God I didn't miss that one.
Well, you're magic. You are magic to this franchise, an icon, and your number's going to be retired, and no one deserves it more than you, and I'm thrilled for you. Will the Thrill, I am, and I appreciate you being on. I can't wait for the day. I can't wait for it.
I thank you so much. You've been quite a good friend for all of these years, and I thank you for having me on your show.
All right, a pleasure. Will Clark, his number being retired, number 22. Now it's time for the week's Community Spotlight, sponsored by Chilton Auto Body, with 15 locations to serve you. This month's Spotlight is on the San Francisco Foster Youth Fund.